This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 364 and a half, down 6 1/4. July corn, 369 and 3/4, down 7. September corn, 377 and a half, down 6 3/4. May soybeans, 969 and 3/4, down 8 1/2. July soybeans, 970 and 3/4, down 9 1/4. August soybeans, 966 and 3/4, down 9 1/2. May wheat, 486, down 11 3/4. July wheat, 488 1/2, down 12 3/4. September wheat, 498, down 12 1/2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. And on Friday, grain prices ended lower, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 9 lower at 340 to 362, while soybean bids were mostly 8 to 9 cents lower at 940 to 960. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 339 to 365, and soybean bids were down 8 to 9 cents at 951 to 969. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 6 cents at 353 to 370, soybean bids fell 8 cents at 956 to 975, and the wheat bids were 12 to 18 lower, ranging from 393 up to 447. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 9 cents at 985 to 992. Basis ended steady, ranging from 15 to 22 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $319.60 to $339.60 per ton. That's an even $2 per ton lower, with basis steady, ranging from 5 to 25 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids fell 6 cents at 364 to 378, with basis steady, ranging from option to 14 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 lower at 365 to 369. Basis ended steady to a penny better at 1 to 5 over the May. Soybeans dropped 9 cents, ranging from 972 to 977. Basis ended steady at 2 to 7 over the May. And new crop wheat prices today dropped 13 cents, ranging from 468 to 470, with basis ending steady at 20 under to 18 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 6 to 7 lower at 385 to 387. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 8 to 9 cents, with quotations at 995 to 997. Soft wheat fell 12 to 13 cents at 486 to 487. And Milo ended 6 to 7 lower at 430 to 431. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 347 to 363. New crop soybean bids range from 895 to 9 1/4. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 343 up to 366. New crop soybean bids at 911 to 930. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 346 up to 363. New crop soybean bids at 902 to 928. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 451 up to 477. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 161.17, up $1.87. June live cattle, 151.20, up $2.17. August live cattle, 149.72, up $1.87. April feeder cattle, 214.85, up 57 cents. May feeder cattle, 214.07, up $2.82. August feeder cattle, 215.67, up $2.72. May lean hogs, 71.95, up 2 cents. June lean hogs, 79.45, up $1.12. July lean hogs, 80.75, up 85 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 24th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 96 cents higher in the range of $56 to $65.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $63.96. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 27. 4 to 5 weights, 22 to 30. 5 to 6 weights, 27 to 31. And 6 weights and up, 30 to 32. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $40 to $44. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,194 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 197 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 158 to 161.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 141.50 to 146. And choice slaughter heifers, 157 to 162. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 157.50 to 161, and on a dress basis, 252 to 253. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156.50 to 160.50, and on a dress basis, at 251 to 252.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 278 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $69.94, and that was 27 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $256.99, that was $3.02 lower. And select carcasses, $247.62, that was $3.42 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 105,000. That compared to 100,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 417,000. That compared to 419,000 last week and 411,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's horse show. There's a new horse group on the scene in Illinois, the Western Dressage Association of Illinois. I spoke with group president Cindy Butler.
Our group is brand new. It started on January 10th, 2015, and was officially approved as an affiliate of the Western Dressage Association of America on February 24th, 2015. So we're really young and we're just getting started.
Butler described Western dressage as the combination of traditional dressage and Western pleasure riding. This style of riding hasn't been around very long, but they're not worried about being able to attract new members.
Yeah, the coolest thing about Western dressage is it's brand new. The Western Dressage Association of America was only founded in 2010, but it's the national recognized affiliate for the USEF, the United States Equestrian Federation, and the USEF has said that this is the fastest growing equine discipline in its history. So this is just amazing that it's growing in leaps and bounds.
Butler said she believes some of the attraction to the riding style is the variety it brings to the table as opposed to other show styles.
Well, I think it's a really cool thing for Western riders to do Western dressage because sometimes they get a little bit bored of just riding in circles like we do in Western pleasure sometimes, and they want to work on training their horse. I teach horseback riding lessons, so I love it for my riding students because it gives them patterns to focus on and goals for training their horses and themselves. So I think it makes you a better rider a lot faster. And the thing about Western dressage is that it's all about the journey. So it's about getting better and just always improving yourself and your horse. And we do it together with our friends, so that's even better.
With more and more riders eager to learn Western dressage, there is demand for instructors to help them along. Butler said their website has resources for riders in search of instructors.
Absolutely. If they check out our website, then we have a list of trainers who have been graduates of the Train the Trainer program that Western Dressage Association of America puts together throughout the United States. And we actually have three trainers in Illinois that have already been graduated from this program, and they can teach Western Dressage lessons and do clinics. We also have a Train the Trainer clinic that's going to come to Illinois later on in the fall. So later on, I can give you more details about that.
Another popular part of Western Dressage is schooling shows. Butler says these shows are a great learning opportunity for all riders.
In Western Dressage, we have levels. We have an introductory level for people who are just starting out, and they have tests that they can ride. So basically, it's a pattern that you can download off the Western Dressage Association of America website and practice at home. Then you come to the show and you ride. And the really cool thing about Western Dressage is that the judge gives you feedback so that you know what you did good and what you did bad and what you want to practice better for next time. So we have introductory levels, basic levels, and level one. Western Dressage goes up to level three, though. Each movement that they do gets rated from 1 to 10, and then the judge will give them their rating and their comments on paper at the end of the day, so they'll be able to go home and work on more training.
The Western Dressage Association of Illinois will be hosting their own schooling show this weekend. Those who haven't signed up yet are still welcome to come and watch and ask questions.
It's going to be held at Royal Ranch in O'Fallon, Illinois. And you can look on our webpage if you want to get more information. We have a webpage at wdaillinois.org. We also have a Facebook page, so you can find us there and get more information there. The rules are available on either the Western Dressage Association of America website or on the USDF website.
For those interested in learning more about Western Dressage or the Western Dressage Association, Butler has this information.
If anybody's interested in becoming a member of the Western Dressage Association of Illinois, and again, you can go to wdaillinois.org for more information, but we do have some programs with our graduates of the Train the Trainer program where they will get discounts if they're members of WDAIL. So definitely it's worth it. We get discounts at all of our events that we have and at some vendors and shops in Illinois. So check it out. It's really fun, and we're all learning together. So it's mostly about how to improve your horsemanship and your partnership with your horse. And our goal is happier, healthier, more sound horses with more knowledgeable riders. And again, it's all about the journey. We hope everybody that's interested will come out to the show at O'Fallon this weekend. And we're going to have some raffles, some silent auctions, and lots of horses there. If they want to come and volunteer, they can. It's too late to sign up to ride because the ride times have already been allocated. But it's a good chance to come out and see what it's all about.
Again, that was President of the Western Dressage Association of Illinois, Cindy Butler. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.